Sometimes we may know the prevalence of a disease, but not the incidence. For example, let's imagine that adolescents are routinely screened for STIs whenever they seek primary care services. We would be able to measure the prevalence of STIs among the population of adolescents who come to the clinic. We wouldn't know when they contracted the STI. We wouldn't be starting with a group of STI-free adolescents, then following them for the same amount of time to see who contracted an STI. We would simply be measuring prevalence in the clinic population through routine screening.